practice I always is, look, I think when you're at a football club, and I said, when you see them there, the ambition is there to be successful. And I said, I want to be successful. And I think that's the first thing you have to decide in any career you're going to be, whether you want to be successful or not. And if you want to be successful, you have to accept there is going to be pressure in that situation. But I think when you can sign the calibre of the two lads that you've signed, it certainly does help ease the pressure a little bit when you know you've got that kind of people around you. Like, this is where the club wants to go. Like, you know, they're very sensible, the way the club is run. We just felt the players that were available, we felt this was the right time to make a statement and show our muscles. And as I said, you know, two fantastic signings, and hopefully we can continue in that vein.
Can you give us a quick thoughts on both players, just for some of the fans that maybe might know Joe and Dennis?
I'm sure everyone knows the two of them. I think everybody knows them. I mean, look, we've been unlucky this year with injuries, and towards two of our centre forwards have been injured. And, you know, so we've got to look at that. I think Gary Sheehan probably might not play again this season, so he's been a huge loss to us. So obviously, you know, so we know Dennis when he was at Cork. You know, I think Hartlepool paid 70,000 for him. He's got a good goal scoring record. He also has a very, very good work rate and a very good desire for the team, which is important for the type of players we want to bring here. Like, you know, we're all big on team players here. Like, and we felt Dennis was perfect for what we're looking for as a personality and as a player. I mean, so when we met him and we had a meeting with him, you know, he's a Limerick lad. You know, he was talking about how proud it'd be for him to wear the Limerick jersey, and it's just a perfect match, I thought. Just a perfect match. And I said, obviously from Dennis then we kind of got to speak to Joe. That was our way in with Joe as well, like, you know. But I said to me, like, Joe Gamble's probably one of the best players that's ever played in this country. He's a fantastic player, top player. And the fact that the club could pull that transfer off, because I said Joe had offers from England, he'd offers from abroad, he'd offers from this country, and I think it speaks volumes for Pat, Kieran Judge, who's the chief executive. The fact that we could attract these players and bring them here. But as I said, you know, we're very confident. We've got a really good club, great structures at the football club. We want to be a big club, so I said, there's no reason why we can't sign big players, and we've proven that.
But the signing of these two big players, does it mean a change in style for Limerick, or did you pick these guys because they'll fit into the way you want the game played?
Yeah, I think they fit into the way we want to play. As I said, we play good football, we've got some good, talented players. I think probably, you know, with the injury you picked up, we've probably been a little bit young. As I said, I think you look at the air midfield, David O'Leary, who's 18, Jeffrey Judge is 20, Thomas Lyons is only 20, I think, as well. So we are young, and I think Joe Gamble's going to, I think even looking at him last night in training, he's going to bring players on hugely in that position. Like, and I've spoke to Joe, you know, I said, we've signed him as a player, and Dennis as well. We've signed them as players, but we want them to influence the young players. We want them to speak to the young players. We want them to talk to the young players and use their experience in that role as well. And so I think they're going to have a great effect on the club and the players. As I said, we do need a little bit of experience. You know, we found is that, you know, you look at Shells and Cork and the teams that are around it, they have a lot of experienced players. Unfortunately, we've been injury-wise, we've probably taken away from that. So, you know, we feel, you know, we've got a little bit of catching up to do, and we think we're going to do that with these signings.
When can we? Do you feel that given the injuries you've had, where you're in the table, these two signings could be the difference between you going up and looking up, maybe?
Well, I mean, I think I'd have to say great credit to our players, Paul, because as I said, I think some managers use injuries and stuff as excuses, and I think, you know, we were saying to the lads, you know, Steve Bruce or Sunderland, they were ninth in the league, they picked up a lot of injuries, fell away big time. I said, we haven't done that. You know, I'm delighted. We're in a really, really good position. I think if we had everybody fit, I think I agree with Pat and what he said, I think we would be top of the league. I think we'd be up there. I said, the fact that we're missing three of our centre forwards for nearly the whole season, two of our centre halves, you know, I said, it's been tough, like, you know, but as a team, the players have been magnificent, and we're in a great position. I said, you know, the window's going to open now in a week, the lads will be available. We're hoping to bring in maybe one or two more if we can. So, as I said, you know, I definitely do feel it's going to make a huge difference to us. And I think, I genuinely believe in most leagues, I think, especially in the fourth division, maybe more, I think the business you do in the window can be the deciding factor on whether you go up or whether you don't. And I think these two lads will settle into the team well. And I said, you know, the two players that, again, added to the players we already have, that we hope to get promoted, and that's the goal, and that's what we want to do, and that's what Joe and Dennis want as well.
Cheers.